You know, Don, no matter how much time I spend in front of the big cat exhibit at the zoo, I still can't tell those cheetahs apart. What am I doing wrong?
Well, Yael, no wonder. You know, cheetahs are as genetically similar to each other as identical twins.
They are? But how can that be?
Well, cheetahs have been around for millions of years, but about 10,000 years ago, the climate changed, and only a few members of one species of cheetah managed to survive. This is known as a genetic bottleneck, and it meant that the remaining cheetahs were forced to breed with their relatives.
So that's why cheetahs are nearly extinct. All this inbreeding must make them more susceptible to diseases and less likely to survive. I mean, they must all have the same genetic weaknesses and strengths, which means that one virus could come along and take them all out.
Well, that's the conventional wisdom about inbreeding, but the fact is that the cheetah is the oldest of the big cats and has survived the longest. Genetic bottlenecks only lead to extinction if harmful genes make it through and become fixed in the population. The reason cheetahs are endangered is because humans are destroying the cheetah's natural habitat and eliminating its prey. At the end of the 19th century, there were 100,000 cheetahs on Earth. Now it's estimated there are only 9 to 12,000. Evolution just doesn't work that fast. Odds are that if humans would stop interfering with their habitats, cheetahs would continue to survive.
So humans have to stop cheating the cheetahs.
Or the results could be catastrophic, Yael. This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.